The second Ara is related to a katan being oil of the Torah, and to a katan being a balkaira. And this is a tshuva in Shailus, a tshuva, Igris Moshe from Agoyin Agadol, Ramosha Feinstein, Zeichet Tzadik, V'Kadosh L'Vracha. It's an Eirechayim Chelek Beis. It's in Simen Ayin Beis. This is the question that was asked to Ramosha. This is classic. A bar mitzvah boy spent a year preparing his bar mitzvah parsha. He was going to lay for the oilam. And then as it came really, really close to the bar mitzvah, he realized that he prepared the wrong parsha. And he realized that the parsha that he prepared was the Shabbos before he was actually bar mitzvah, which meant that he was going to be a katan by his bar mitzvah. And as a result, l'chura, he's not really allowed to lay. And the question was asked to Rav Moshe, what should this bar mitzvah boy do? Is this bar mitzvah boy allowed to lay, or is he not allowed to lay? He's going to be a katan. It's the next Shabbos that's his bar mitzvah. He didn't prepare the next Shabbos, and it's too late. So that's not something he's going to be able to do. So this was a shaila that was asked to the Paisa Gadar Rav Moshe. What's this bar mitzvah boy supposed to do? He pasha prepared the rogue parasha. Could he lay or could he not lay? So the truth is, Rav Moshe wrote a classic tshuva. There's so much lamdas and there's so much going on in this tshuva. But just to take a step back, and let's understand this halacha a little bit better. So the Mechaber says in Hilchis Shabbos, that's what this halach is. It's an Erech Chaim Simen, Reish Pei Beis, Sif Katan Gimel. Hakol Oilin Leminyan Sheva. Everyone counts for an aliyah. Afilu Isha, Afilu Katan. So a woman and a katan are included, are allowed to count for an aliyah. Now, katan, there's a caveat. Sheyedei Lemi Mevarchin. The child has to be mature enough and old enough that he understands what exactly is going on. As it relates to a woman, says the Mechaber, Amru Chachamim, Isha Leitikr B'Tzibur, a woman shouldn't read for the Tzibur, they cover that Tzibur, because of this inyan that we just spoke about, because of cover that Tzibur. But the Mechaber says, clearly, that a katan is allowed to be Oilu L'Torah. So a katan is allowed to get an aliyah. Clear. Open, shut, halacha. There's no ambiguity. A katan is allowed to be Oilu L'Torah. As I state, cotton could be oil of the Torah. Now, the Magen Avraham says that even though the Mechaber says a cotton's allowed to be oil of the Torah, ha'idna loy nehigi likris cotton elalam after. Today, the minig is only to give a cotton after. But it sounds like me'ikar adin, the Mechaber says, a cotton could be oil of the Torah. It's a braisa in Mesechtes Megillah Daf Chav Gimel Amud Aleph. It's a Mishnah Mesechtes Megillah Daf Chav Dalet Amud Aleph. A cotton is allowed to be oil of the Torah. But the Magen Avraham says something else. Says the Magen Avraham, and he's quoting the Knesset HaGedolah. Quote, for a katan to be a balkaira in a yachal, that he can't do. Ad sheyavi shtei sairis, until he brings two sairis. So says the Magen Avraham, quoting the Knesset HaGedolah, that even though the Mechaber says a katan's allowed to be oil Torah, but this that he means that he could be oil Torah means he can get an aliyah. He can say, Baruch Hu Hashem HaMavoyrach, Asher Bach Rabbanim Mikolam. By the way, on Simchas Torah, ketanim get aliyahs. Right, he's talking specifically about being oil of the Torah. But to be the balkaira, says the Magen Avraham, it's a mefurisha knesset hagdoila. To be a balkaira, that's something that a katan's not allowed to do. Freik the prima godim and Eishel Avraham. He says, Sarich Ion, I don't understand this chiddush that the Magen Avraham quotes. He says, it makes no sense to me. Why? What's the makar that a katan's allowed to be oil of Torah? It's a Mishnah. It's a Braisa. It's the third parak of Masechtas Megillah. The Mishnah is discussing a katan being oil of Torah the way they did it in the times of the Mishnah. When a person was oil of Torah in the times of the Mishnah, he didn't get up and make a baruchu and then listen to the balkaira. He was the balkaira. You got an aliyah. You better be prepared because you were going to have to learn from the Torah. So, freight the prima godin. How could the Magen Avraham say that a cotton could get an aliyah, but cotton's not allowed to learn? The makar that a cotton get an aliyah is the chamishna and a braisa. It means in the times of the Mishnah, the times of the braisa, this was true. In the times of the Mishnah, times of the braisa, any person that got an aliyah was reading from the Sefer Torah. So the same Mishnah that says a cotton can be oil of Torah really is saying that a cotton's allowed to read from the Sefer Torah. So l'chur, it's enough in a Mishnah, it's enough in a Braisa. He said, Sarachin, as I pray to Prima Godim, he says, I have no Havana whatsoever in this pshat. How could you tell me that a cotton can't read from the Sefer Torah? He could be oil, but not read from the Sefer Torah. What's the Makar? It could be oil of the Mishnah. The Mishnah means to read, because that's the way they used to do it back then. So of course that's the way it is. So Rav Moshe, he begins his tshuva, introducing the Mechaber, and the Magen Avraham, and the Prima Godim. He sets it up. And then he says that the emes is, I don't understand the Prima Godim. I think the Magen Avraham is Poshut Adlam Oid. And I think the Magen Avraham is right when the Magen Avraham said that even though it's true, it says in the Mishnah that a katan's allowed to be Oil of Torah, but really he's not allowed to be a Balkaira. And even though once upon a time, whoever was Oil of the Torah was the Balkaira, that was then, today it's going to be different. So what could possibly be the pshat? How can it be mechalik? If a katan was allowed to be a bal kaira 2,000 years ago, why should a katan not be able to be a bal kaira today? Mamanavshach. Could he be a bal kaira or could he not be a bal kaira? So Rav Moshe sets up beautiful on this. He says like this. He says, what's the mitzvah of Kriyas HaTorah? He says, the mitzvah of Kriyas HaTorah is take out a Sefer Torah and to call up seven oilim. Let's talk about Shabbos. Seven people are going to be oil of the Torah, keneged the shiva roya pnei hamelech, and each person is going to get up. And how was it done once upon a time? And read from the Sefer Torah. That's what he's supposed to do. You have seven people get up, read from the Sefer Torah. Everybody else sits and they listen. And by doing that, everyone heard Torah. It's a tremendous kavodat Torah. Kishem Hashem ekra havu goydel elikenu. It's a beautiful scene. But here's the point. The mitzvah of Kriyas HaTorah was for seven people to be oilel HaTorah. That's what the mitzvah was. V'haraya, that's the way it was done. Seven people would get up and read from the Sefer Torah. If the mitzvah of Kriyas HaTorah was to have one person read from the Sefer Torah, then that's the way it would have been. But the perfect Kriyas HaTorah, the Kriyas HaTorah of the Mishnah was seven people reading from the Sefer Torah. Said Rav Moshe, that's not a coincidence. That's the way it's supposed to be. Because that's the perfect surah, the perfect visual of Kriyas HaTorah is to have seven people, b'roiv am, read from a Sefer Torah. Moshe adds along this. You know, we spoke the other day, we said over Rav Tzvi Pesach Frank's Chakira, and that is when the Bal Kaira gets up and he leans from the Sefer Torah, and everybody else listens. Is the pshat that when you hear the Bal Kaira leaning through Shemei Ka'inah, it's as if you're leaning? Or is the pshat that no, the Bal Kaira is leaning, you're just listening. You're not being yoitza with Shemeya Ka'ino, you're Shemeya Kishemeya. It's a din shmiya ba'alma, and that's the way you're going to be yoitza. And we mentioned the lamdas, the nafgamina, if a person walks into shul, it's Parshas Kiseitze, he didn't hear Parshas Zachar. Could he be yoitza Parshas Zachar if the Bal Kaira doesn't have a mind to be Moitzim Shemeya Ka'ino? If it anyways works with Shemeya Ka'ino, maybe yeah. But if the way Kriyas HaTorah works has nothing to do with Shemeya Ka'ino, then Luchur said Reb Tzvi Pesach, it wouldn't work. So Rav Moshe doesn't quote the Har Tzvi, but Rav Moshe brings this Shaila. Kriyas HaTorah, does it work with Shemeya Ka'ino or does it not work with Shemeya Ka'ino? Says Rav Moshe, it's Poshut. It's Poshut. Kebeyasa Bekutcha. That it works not with Shemeya Ka'ino. He says, you know how I know that? He says, Gevaldik. Because if it would be Shemeya Ka'ino, so what would that mean? That would mean that when the Bal Kaira leans, it's as if everybody's leaning. So that means the Kriyas HaTorah is going to be that every single person in shul just leans seven aliyahs. He said that wasn't the takon of Kriyas HaTorah. The takon of Kriyas HaTorah was to have seven people lean. If the objective of Kriyas HaTorah was Shemeya Ka'ina, that every person should read from the Sefer Torah, so why did they call up seven people? What's that all about? Why are seven people reading from the Sefer Torah? If really, every person's supposed to lane, and when the seven people lane, everyone is laning vicariously through them via the medium of Shemei Kaina. So it comes out, everyone's laning the whole the laning. So what do you need seven people to do? You need seven people to be Moitzi? Bishloima, if there's supposed to be seven kruim, everyone else is shoymim. So that's why Chazal set it up. Have seven people do it. But if everyone is supposed to be from the kruin, so then why do you have seven people? One person be might see everybody. So Moshe says, it's poshut to me that the tsura and the takon, it's very tief, but it's gevaldig, of Kriyas HaTorah wasn't to have everybody lane and do it vicariously through the Bali Kaira, but rather it's to have seven people lane and everybody else listen. But the minute I'm yoitza with Shemeir Ka'ina, with what the Bal Kaira is doing, so it's not in Lom the seven people laning, it's really everybody laning. We're all doing it through Shemeir Ka'ina. That's not the way it was supposed to be. Either way, says Rav Moshe, the takana of Kriyas HaTorah, Likatchila, was seven people read from the Sefer Torah. What happened? It changed. Why did it change? So the Bali Taisa speak out in our sugis, here in the third parak of Masechtas Megillah. What happened was not everybody just knew how to get up and read from a Sefer Torah. And as a result, you needed someone to prepare. And not just that, Allah it says you have to prepare three times, four times, right? There's a whole Shulchan Aruch of what about Kariyat. Kariyat has to prepare. It's Allah. So now all of a sudden you need to prepare. Not everyone's able to do it. So instead of having seven people do it, you have one person do it. Problem is, says Rav Moshe, it wasn't the takana. The takana was for seven people to do it. So what, we're just mavatal the takana? We say, listen, sorry guys, we just can't do it anymore. Once upon a time, we knew how. Now it's just, no one has the time to prepare laning. As a result, one person will do it. And what do you mean? There's a takana. If there's a takana, you have to do it. The takana was shiva kruim. So what happened to the seven kruim? So instead, we'll just call up seven people for aliyahs and we'll make a mishaberach. What does that mean? That's not the din. The din is seven people have to lay. So what happened to the Shiva Kruim? The Ikar Takana was Shiva Kruim. Now we, what do you mean? You need Shiva Kruim. So Ramesh says, push it. Now it works? It works midin shlichus. It's getting more lumdish. It works midin shlichus. Ramesh says, it has to. It must work midin shlichus. So what happens? Someone gets up for an aliyah. Now, you've never done this in your life, but Ramesh said subconsciously, this is really what's going on behind the scenes. You get up for your aliyah, you turn to the Balkaira, and you tell him, will you be my shlich? This is really my obligation. I just got a revi. And as a result, I have to lean from the Sefer Torah. I'm not prepared. I can't do it. You prepared. Will you please be my shliach? And through Shluchai Shaladim Kamaisai, or through some form of Shemeya Ka'ina, between you, the Oila, and the Balkaira, it's going to be as if you're the one that actually lean. But it has to be that way. Because otherwise, where do you have Shiva Kruim? You have seven people that said Baruch Hu, but you don't have seven people that actually read from the Sefer Torah. So Ramosha says that the way Kriyas HaTorah works today is that really the Balkaira is acting as a shliach. Who's he acting as a shliach for? He's acting for a shliach of the seven people that are being Oilu HaTorah. So he's a shliach for the Kayan, then he's a shliach for the Levi, and then Shlishi is a shliach for the Rav, and then Revi and Chamishi, and Shishi is a shliach for the Rebbe, and then Shvi is a shliach for the Shvi, and that's how it works. And each Ali is wearing a different hat, literally, and that's what he's doing. And he's actually acting as a shliach right now for all these people that are leading. So here's the punchline. So Ramosha said that once upon a time, when the person himself that got the aliyah was the one that lane, there was no problem with a katan laning. A katan's allowed to be oil taira, a katan's allowed to lane from a sefer taira. It sounds like a chiddish. A behakol oilin, afilu katan, as I state, afilu yisha. There's a problem with kavod tzibur, but really, a katan's allowed to lane. It's a mishnah, it's a braisa. No one argues the point. It's brought down a shulchan aruch. It's not even a shaila. He says, but today, the balkaira is not the one that's getting all the aliyahs. And today the Balkaira is really acting as a shliach for the person that was Oilu L'Taira. And because he's acting as a shliach, he has to be a kosher shliach. So said Ramosha, a cotton's not about shlichus. And because he's not about shlichus, therefore today a cotton can't be a Balkaira. If a cotton is going to get an aliyah, and he's going to lay in his aliyah beseder, that's fine. But you can only get one aliyah. So that's going to help you for one aliyah. But to go ahead and build the Balkaira for Shabbos, that's not something you can do. Because it's true for your own aliyah, you can do it. But for someone else's aliyah, I have to be his shliach. Why do I have to be his shliach? Because his job is really to lane. Because it's a din zayin kruim. He's being memana the Balkaira as his shliach. So the Balkaira now has to be a bar shlichus. And if the Balkaira is nishkain bar shlichus, a kenner zayin a Balkaira. A Balkaira needs to be a bar shlichus. What? Yeah, that's what Moshe says. Because that's the way it works. Because it's a din zayin kruim. And unless he's right to be a shliach for the person that's being oil Torah, there's no way to make it work. So says Moshe, that's pshat. You're right. Medina the Mishnah, Medina the Braisa was poshed or cut and was allowed to be a Balkaira. But today we don't have that anymore. The Magad Avram wasn't talking about in the times of the Mishnah. He knew what the Prima Gadim's Kasha. He didn't know that when it says in the Mishnah, Kan Zalabi Oil Tire means it can lane. But that's because the Oil of the Tire is, he got one of the seven Aliyahs. You're no problem. You want to give a cut an Aliyah, you could do it. You want him to lane it, he could do it. That's fine. But for me to be a Balkaira, when I'm a cotton for you, I need to be your shliach. A cotton's not about shliach. And because a cotton's not about shlichus, it's for that reason it's not okay. And that's what the Magen Avraham was referring to. He's referring to a cotton bisman hazeh, where a cotton's not about shlichus. So what was the bottom line? So Ramosha wrote back a tshuva. And Ramosha said, so therefore I hold me ikar adin, even b'shas adchak ein lahakel. It's interesting. Ramosha with his whole koyach that terah, throughout Igus Moshe, but Ramosha was so sure about this halacha, and it's really coming from a Knesset HaGdailah that's brought down by the Magen Avraham. He says, I think it's a problem. Why? I think ki taima muchrach, because I think the Magen Avraham is 100% right based on the lamdas I just said. V'tama prima gadim v'oid achroinim, and the prima gadim who argued with the Magen Avraham, who blibed sarachin on the Magen Avraham, who essentially was saying, what do you mean? If a kan can be oid l'toira, that a kan should be able to lane, is tamua. The Tzarech Iyan. He mamash flipped the whole thing on the Prima Gadim. I said, to me, the Prima Tzarech Iyan. Avu Mikal Amokim, this is what he said. Ladina, as it relates to the bottom line, Im Hutzar Gadola Bar Mitzvah Mishpachtai, if it's going to cause a tremendous amount of pain for this Bar Mitzvah boy and for his family, V'roitzol Lahakol Ka Prima Gadim Udeime, and he wants to be maker like the Prima Gadim, Ein Limchais B'yadei. Don't stop him. Because at the end of the day, he has a Prima Gadim to be Saimachan. And even though it's Magen Avraham Shtei Nishtazai, and the Knesset HaGdolah Shtei Nishtazai, and it's Pasha to me, I understand the Magen Avraham, and the Prima Gadim is Tamua V'tzarech Iyan. But at the end of the day, what, you're going to be moicha and you're going to start yelling and screaming because someone's following Only the Prima Gadim. I mean, the Prima Gadim was Rabin Shel Kol B'nei Agayla. So at the end of the day, he says, I don't hear it, and I don't think it's Eis Kehalten, and Me'ikur Adin, even B'Shas Adchak, you shouldn't be Meikol. But if there's going to be a Tzar Gadol for the Bar Mitzvah boy or for his family, don't stop him. Let him do it, because at the end of the day, he has the Prima Gadim to be Seimachan. This is like so many of the classic tshuvas from Rav Moshe. There's so much here, both from Halacha and from Lundis, and of course from Musser. But either way, that's the tshuva for Rav Moshe as it relates to a katan reigning bizman hazeh.